Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tony Richardson in studio at 1 o'clock, week 4 already. BT, we're just talking about it. You know, it flies by. We've gone over this stuff. You know, Mike been saying the same thing for years. It really is. As you get older, just time. I'm trying to slow it down a little bit in my mind.
Good luck.
Yeah, you can't do it.
It doesn't work, dude.
I was having a conversation with my uncle about this the other day, and he's like, well, you have to live in the moment. Stop, like, looking ahead. Okay, well, we got to do this. We got to do that. Like, live in the moment best you can.
That's good advice. He's the uncle that I met.
No, that's Uncle John. No, Uncle John. Uncle John's hitting me up for Yankees tickets left and right. My Uncle Sal, he's giving me life advice. Uncle John's like, bro, I need playoff tickets. I'm like, get the hell out of here, playoff tickets. No chance. You get your regular season tickets, no playoff tickets.
Okay.
No, but my Uncle Sal was just, you know, we were talking about him. I want to try to, I know it can't slow down.
No.
But mentally, if you could just at least feel like, and I think that is one way to do it, stop looking ahead and stop planning. Whatever, you plan your thing, but don't look to it. Just live in the moment. Now, whether it's 15 minutes this morning with Sammy, playing with Lilo and Stitch, or whatever it may be, you know, before we got to get ready to, she goes to school and I go to work, whatever it may be, just live in the moment.
I like that. By the way, big Lilo and Stitch fan in our house as well. My daughter loves Lilo and Stitch. The pajamas, the whole spiel.
So,
it's awesome.
So there's at Costco. You do Costco?
I never go. My wife goes. I told you I never go to Costco. I'll never step foot in there, ever.
I love Costco.
I know, though.
I don't love the traffic there, but
I went once years ago to get some. I had to get some shrimp for Christmas Eve, and it's just mayhem. Like, they have great stuff, and I could get lost in there for hours, but I just can't deal with that amount of people.
That's the thing. I'm not doing it. I need that, and I need that. So I saw this. It's like a real FX Stitch puppet.
Okay.
That has sound and everything. I saw, like, I went in there. My wife said, go pick up this stuff. And naturally, I see that. I'm like, oh, I got to have this. Like, Sammy's going to freak out with this. And then we use it to motivate potty training and all that stuff.
There you go.
So, anyway, maybe Santa can, for Kins, get the little Stitch. They have Angel. I don't even know who the hell Angel is. Her friend there. But,
yeah.
But it's if you're a big Lilo and Stitch, that is a great toy.
She loves them. She's actually got the pajamas where it's like the head of Lilo. Like, so you've got to get that for Sammy. That stuff is on. We didn't have any of that cool stuff growing up. Although, we did have underoos. Remember the underoos?
Yeah.
Were you old enough for those? Where you get, like, the tidy whities, but they were like Batman or Superman or Aquaman?
I remember them. I don't recall wearing them.
Oh, they were awesome. They came in like almost like a, remember the records used to come in that big
square.
Yeah. They would come in there. Yeah. I remember my sister had Wonder Woman. I had Batman. I had Aqua. They had Iron Man, Green Lantern. Oh my God, it was the best.
See, this stuff makes me happy.
Yeah,
I like
there
to
you
make
go.
Fun. I don't want to talk about the Mets.
Well, because Uncle Sal, he opened up another part of your brain just to enjoy life by the minute. Uncle Sal's smart.
I can't listen to him. I can't talk. No, I'm going to listen to him. But then I get back to being aggravated with watching the Mets. I got to be honest, I'm looking forward more watching going home watching Black Rabbit tonight than I am the Mets.
Stop.
That's good. I'm
Come
serious.
On, dude.
I do not like the enjoyment that you get right now. The enjoyment that Yankee fans get right now is different from what I'm experiencing, and I would assume most Mets fans, Hoff, I know we were just talking about that, like, to me, it's not like, here we go, playoff baseball. I'm getting texts from Mitch and all my Yankee fan friends, playoff baseball. Yeah, for you, maybe it's exciting. It is not exciting for me to put on the Mets where I know more often than not they're going to aggravate the hell out of me. And you saw that again last night. Like, a part of me was happy. Good, I could shut it off now and put it on the iPad and watch Black Rabbit, because I got three episodes to go in it, which is a great show.
The first season, or how many seasons, Jim?
Yeah, it's only one.
Okay, good.
It's one. It's eight episodes. Jason Bateman, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I would have checked this out. You were telling me about it yesterday.
Oh, Bateman's God, funny. I love it. But that brings me joy. Watching the Mets, I wish it did. It doesn't right now.
Well, you use the word exciting. I wouldn't use the word exciting as I watch the Mets ever. I mean, I've watched every watched the Mets more in the last couple of nights than I have the Yankees.
Right,
so usually
games,
I kind of flip. Yeah, sure. It's not exciting, but it's incredibly interesting. Now, interesting has some broad parameters. You could have an interesting car crash. You could have an interesting, you know, renaissance at the end of the season like Lazarus. I don't know how it's going to go, but it's certainly interesting.
Can I tell you, though, what's helped me through this?
Drugs?
No, don't do drugs. Never have. Nope,
surf
not
sites?
That either. Yeah, well, sometimes. resigning to last week, because you know I was saying, I was sticking through the storm like, nah, I believe they're going to make it for multiple reasons.
You
like,
did.
They should be good enough. The other teams aren't good enough to catch them. But then they just kept losing and losing and losing. And as I was doing the math for the final 10 games, I'm like, they don't have enough. Like, we were debating all the different options and arguing about, oh, who cares about his stuff? He's a rookie or whatever it may be. No, I'd go, I came to the conclusion, like, there are no good options. And once you accept that, and I acknowledge that and accept it. I actually just don't think they have enough to make it. So once I resign myself to letting go of the rope, I'm not getting hurt by their performance anymore because I expect it. Whereas in 2022, I was holding on saying they're going to win this division. They didn't. I took that personally. That was rough on me.
Yeah.
Or bad years. Like, obviously, it's frustrating at the end. It's maddening and frustrating and very disappointing. But I'm just saying I resigned to the idea that they're not getting in. And that has lessened the sting for me on a nightly basis.
Listen, when you're supposed to be average and you're really good, it's amazing. Like last year for the Mets, an amazing year. But it's the opposite. When you're supposed to be really good and you look broken, that's where, whether it's apathy or just a less level of interest, whatever, I understand why that's creeping in, but understand what still remains. You guys aren't dead yet.
Correct. That's the part that tries to get you back in. I'll regenerate or wake up if, in fact, they get there. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Gary is in Clearwater Beach, Florida. What's up, Gary?
BT and Sal, how are you guys?
How are you, Gary?
What up, Gary?
Excellent. I'm a longtime Mets fan. I grew up in northern New Jersey. Now I'm down here in Florida. And I look at this a little differently. I don't think talent is an issue. We know that the Mets have a lot of streaky hitters, and their pitching is streaky, where you're going to have the ebb and flows in the season. But the way I look at it, BT and Sal, is this team has completely gone off the rails on basic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Simplistic play, fundamentally mental breakdowns, mistakes. Like, I kind of, the analogy I'll make to football is that they lost their way on blocking and tackling, simple things. And they throw to the wrong base. They don't cover bases. They're all over the field throwing the ball. Last night, Clay Holmes, if you're a little leaguer and you have a guy like that guy on second base who can run like a deer, and you're saying to yourself, okay, if I'm going to throw a slider, I'm going to throw a sinker, it may go into dirt, I got to be there on the home plate because that kid can fly.
Mm-hmm.
He throws it and he stays on the mound. And I'm like, I've never seen this before in 60 years of watching baseball where you have an individual who doesn't cover home base. The guy scores from second base. It's ridiculous.
The Mets can't score their guys from second base on a base hit. The Cubs score from second base on a wild pitch. I mean, therein lies the problem. Holmes was out to lunch. He's thinking about his next pitch or thinking about that pitch. He's frustrated saying, well, there wasn't anybody on third. Nobody's going to go home. That's great awareness by PCA and the Cubs and awful awareness and just falling asleep by Holmes and the Mets.
That is really unforgivable. I mean, you know, balls hit at you. It's a rocket. Maybe it takes a bad hop. Maybe it handcuffs you. Maybe you get the short hop. You're thinking you're getting a long hop. Like, there's baseball reasons why these guys aren't robots where you can understand a mistake. I even, not that I gave him a full pass, but the other night with Soto in right field, there was only an 18% hit probability on that play. So 80%, you're basically supposed to make that. But it was windy. There's no cushion. I didn't give him a pass, but at least
he's
I can understand.
Make the play, yeah.
I know. I hear you. But at least I can understand that a little bit more. Last night, when you just check out mentally, right. That was the most egregious thing of the night. You have to cover home. I've seen that with the kids that I coach. And they're very rare. Right. It's going from second to home a couple times. You don't see that in the bigs. You should never see that.
See, Soto's wasn't a lack of awareness or a lack of energy or effort. It was just he misplayed a ball. Yeah, in the wind, sure, but a good defensive outfielder.
It was a physical mistake.
Which is allowed. You know he's not a great defensive player, so that's fine. I'm not just giving him a pass because I love Juan Soto because of what he's done this year. But that's a physical mistake. It happens. He's got to make that play. He didn't. You have to live with it. That's part of the deal with Juan Soto. The other stuff, getting picked off on the bases like Brett Beatty, you know, bad throws on routine plays. Did you hear Mendy call out Vientos last night?
I did. You know what? I appreciated his honesty and his rawness. I thought he was very good in the postgame. He sounded different, finally.
Correct.
I like that.
That's why, to me, like, we could grade Mendy and however you want to grade him. Last year, I would give him an A+. This year, I'd say, all right, maybe C+, B-. He's not the problem. He's had very little to work with. He hasn't been as good as he was a year ago. I hate that he's been a slave to these matchups here, the analytics and the data. But he, to me, still is the right guy in New York and he has the right temperament, not afraid to hold guys accountable. I think there was a while where he was trying with the positive messaging.
Mm.
And maybe he's reached his breaking point. Thank God, finally. But
hey,
that's a routine play. This is a big league. You got to make that play.
He said it. It was word for word. And I was like, oh, okay, here you go.
Finally.
My ears perked up. I'm like, that's what I've been waiting to hear.
Yeah, that's what we've all been waiting to hear. Maybe that'll wake them up a little bit. I have my doubts. I just don't know if they have it in them, but
well,
I like that.
Even like with Cole with the World Series not getting over to first base, or Jazz in against the Marlins where he just wandered off for first base, or Austin Wells not knowing how many outs there are. Those are unforgivable things, and then that's in the category of what Clay Holmes did last night. A bad hop, a bad play, a bad throw. They're not robots, even though they're so talented. Sometimes they seem like it, but to me, when the mind is no longer with the body, and they don't seem to be very connected for the Mets right now, mentally they're out of it,
right.
Physically they're out of it. I mean, I would be saying the exact opposite. If the Reds were better, or the Giants were better, or the Diamondbacks were better, I would be straight up saying the Mets are 100% dead. The only reason I'm saying they're not is because the teams around them, they're pretty much the same teams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.